Blog Talk Radio.
Style, so step off the Frankfurter.
Yo, Fife, you remember that routine that we used to make spiffy like Mr. Clean?
A tidbit, a spidgin. I don't get the message, so you got to
okay.
Run the pigeon.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
So then grab the microphone and let your words rip.
Now here's a funky introduction of how nice I am. Tell your mother, tell your father, send a telegram. I'm like an energizer because you see I last long. Is never ever whack because we stand strong. Now if you say my style is whack, that's where you're dead wrong. I say that body and El Segundo, then push it along. You be a fool, serve a pie, the Fife is not the man. Cause you know, and I know, that you know who I am. A special shout out piece goes out to all my pals you see. And a middle finger goes for all you punk MCs. Cause I love it when you whack and she despise me. They get vexed, I will next to none contest me. I'm just a plot MC who's 5'3" and very brave. On top remaining, no, I'm training cause I misbehave. I come correct in full effect, have all my holes in check. And before I get the butt, the gym must be a wreck. You see, my aura's positive, I don't promote no junk.
Yes, 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 yo. This is Worcester is Major. I'm your host with the most. D. Wells is in the house. It's such a pleasure to be here with you on this Monday evening.
That.
It's Monday, September 15th, 2008. Can you believe it? 107 days left in this year. It's unbelievable.
Hell.
Unbelievable. I know it's been a time. It's been a while since we've blessed you with a Worcester is Major talk show, but we're...
Oh. Had to kill that noise. What's going on, peoples? Welcome to another Thursday, JB's Lock It In show. We got a gang of things for you fellas today. A gang of things for the fellas today. Man, James, come on, man. I'm a lot older than I look. I know a lot about that music. But, yeah, we got a gang of things for everybody today. I'm quite sure everybody's strapped in and ready for this ride. You know, we're going to get the niceties out the way, the formalities. Let's see. Let's start off with, matter of fact, let me see if my man... 50 grand is on here first. Hey, Twin, if you're on there, throw your hand up for me real quick. Throw your hand up for me real quick if you're on there. Just want to make sure my co-host is on board. What's going on, fellas? You know, trying to come on with the come on, get down with the get down, bro. That's all.
Yeah, I hear that. We got a lot of things going on in the DMV this week. We got a big race this week. Battle of Marlberry,
yes,
you know what I mean? Go down there and support Custom Tees and stand the fuck up and show the fuck out. You feel me?
Every day, all day. Every day, all day. Definitely got to do that. This is going to be another barn burner for them. You know, Lions, Tigers, and Bears was definitely a hit. You know what I mean? Probably sparked a few things that we're going to talk about today.
Yes.
But
yes.
The beat goes on because Custom T is about to bring another one to the table. This is Battle of Mayberry going to be blazing hot, piping hot.
Yeah. It should be. You got to go out there and support that race, fellas. We got to get out there and support Custom Cheese, support that race, Battle of Mayberry. Going to be a lot of the DMV Strongs going to be in the building. You know what I mean? Not, I like. I definitely want to be there, but I can't because I got to take my son. He just got a full ride to college, and I got to drop him off Saturday. But I definitely want to see that father and son duo. You know what I mean? I definitely would like to see that.
Oh, yeah, it's going down. It's going down. You know, speaking of races, I got a list here that was provided to me by my man Keenan. When you look at this list, this is definitely a who's who of who's who in the DMV. You know what I mean? Like, and it's, it lists. I mean, I'm going to run down the list. So y'all going to have to bear with me for a minute because it's not a short list. We're going to start off with, and none of these are any times. I don't have the times when they go into the lanes, when they got to be in the lanes. This is strictly who's locked in with who. So we got Orange Crush versus Bird Flu. That's off the trailer. Illuminati versus Matador, off the trailer. Executioner, Jeff Rogers and Keenan are locked in. Keenan gets the back tire with Illuminati. Man Carlos Wells and JC is locked in with 69 Steel. Not Guilty and Sam's Toys locked in. Unconcerned versus Grim Reaper. Thunder Goat versus Grim Reaper. Unconcerned versus Bulletproof. Thunder Goat and the Light Show versus Orange Crush with the fire extinguisher because he said he's going to put Thunder Goat's Light Show out. And Illuminati versus De Niro. And you got Unconcerned versus Bird Flu. Icebox versus the Black Mamba. That's the Battle of the Suns. Then you got Shorty Pop versus the Crow. You got Executioner again versus Matador, Thunder Goat versus Bulletproof, De Niro versus Black Mamba. Black Mamba gets everything in drag racing. It's Christmas in August for Black Mamba. Sam's Toy versus Drama Queen. That's the last one of the ones that are actually locked in. Now the cars that are coming, that are guaranteed coming, are the Terminator Camaro with Danny Ray Cooper, Suge Knight, Little Baby, Shaq Attack, Boys in the Hood, Sweet and Low, Sam Cooke. So that's the rundown of the cars that's definitely going to be on the property. And it's that's definitely a who's who right there. I mean, that's worth the price of admission alone.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Mr. Supreme, he's going to be on the mic, right?
And we can't forget that. Mr. Supreme on the mic. You got my man, Fat Albert, a.k.a. Roy Hazelwood on the mic. Like, that again, is going to be worth the price of admission because, you know, main man is funny as hell. And he called like he saw it. He ain't going to bullshit. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So I think
I
know we're going to enjoy it, whether you like it or not. Yeah, definitely going to enjoy ourselves down there. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And, you know, there's one that, you know, we don't hate, we don't discriminate. There's another race that's going on. Mike Hill has something going on down in Darlington. I think theirs starts tomorrow. And, goes Friday and Saturday. And you were saying something. Tell them about that junior dragster thing, Twin.
Yes, they got a $3,500 junior dragster prize at Darlington this week at Mike Hill's event. Like, the junior dragsters are blowing up. You know what I mean? That's a pretty good size purse for a junior dragster.
Yes, sir. I'm about to go out here in the shop, throw a couple bars together, and put my tall ass in one of them joints. Go get that 35.
So, hey, between putting CJ and Marcus Wongus in one, shit, we should be all right. We should be all right. You know what I mean? You ain't got to be but this tall to ride. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. He got to be, but so tall. That's a good thing he's doing down there. And like I said, I know all that's coming, coming up to the DMV too, because we got a couple guys in the DMV, a couple of young fellas and young people that's heavy with the junior dragster thing. So,
yes, they are.
It's coming around. I think some of them had some issues with the cars here and there, so nobody was really together at the same time. But I can pretty much guarantee by next season, everybody will be ready, especially knowing how it's starting to take off now.
Yes, and Shad, those junior dragsters, they're bringing the word family back into grudge race. Just sit back and watch, man. It's all fathers who drive grudge cars or put their grudge cars aside and let their son or child get a little taste of the action and actually having fun with it, man. So, yes, the junior dragsters are definitely bringing the word family back into grudge racing, man. It's a nice sight to see.
Most definitely. I hope I haven't. I think I brought my man on. Is this my man, Fat Albert?
Oh, yeah, baby, yeah. Let's go ahead and get started, Fat Albert. Go ahead and get this weekend started on the mic.
Oh, boy, we going to have some fun up in there. Lord have mercy. Hey, look, I'm going to tell him now, Shay. I'm going to call it like I see it. Don't get in your feelings.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Whether you like it or not.
Yes, sir. You just remember one thing. It's all in fun, though.
But, hey, Sean, real quick, I know Fat Albert was giving away five. I know Brandon was giving away five. I know Tony Nutso was giving away five. Tell us, if you feel you don't have the funds to get to the racetrack, please inbox one of these guys. They're giving away, each person's
right.
giving away five free tickets to, I think, what is it, Mayberry, right?
Saturday.
Yeah.
Yes,
to Saturday. So, fellas, don't be ashamed. Shoot the guys a little quick inbox, and it is what it is. Hopefully, they'll see you there.
And Dave Thomas, the owner of Illuminati, he donated 10. Yes, sir. Big Johnny Rogers, he donated 5. When I added it all up, I think we're giving away 55 tickets.
Oh, man, that's what's up.
That's what's up.
I don't want no excuse for nobody not to come. I mean, like you said, it's not trying to down you or make you feel bad. It's just that we know it's school time, parents shopping for these kids. I know that call. So, I want everybody to come. So if you can't make things a little tight right now because school's about to start back up, hey, let us know. We want you there. We'll get you in. We'll get you in. No problem.
Make sure you have a good time.
Ain't nobody judging you if you put your hand up. If you put your hand up and say you need a little help, ain't nobody judging you.
Not at all. We all know things are a little tight with school back and, so. Kids don't wear Chuck Taylors no more. Them Jordans and all that mess, they cost. Trust me, I know. Ain't nothing wrong with that. My godson even called me the other day for a pair. I was like, good gracious, don't you got a mom and dad? Why you calling me for? Good gracious.
Hey, Fat Albert.
Yeah, come on.
Did you say no?
Hey, I couldn't tell him no.
That's why he called you.
Yeah. You're right. And I'm going to start using that caller ID. It's no one. Don't feel bad. Don't feel the shame. And like I say, nobody got to know. We could just throw your hands up, throw me a text. I had a few people hit me up. I told them, I got you. Bring the wife, bring the kid. I got you. We're going to have some fun. I cannot wait.
Yeah,
weather
yeah,
gonna be great. They don't supposed to get no high than 80. I think 80, 81. Woo! It's gonna be
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That's well, perfect. That's perfect. Not too hot, not too cold. You're just gonna go down.
That's right. It's going down, man. I'm gonna tell you that type of weather, them big tires gonna get busy. Woo, they gonna get busy.
It's a lineup out there too. When I looked at that, when Keenan sent me that thing, I was like, good God.
And look at the ones that's coming. But they coming anyway. Shaq Attack.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Shaq Attack coming. Oh my gracious. You know. Hell, him and Kenneth Ferguson might get it on. You know, them two been going back and forth for each other. You never know. Him
yes,
and Kenneth might get it on. You know?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah,
gonna be one great show.
I'm definitely looking forward to it. It's going to be my first time down in the DMV this year because I had a lot going on, but I'm looking forward to this one. Lions and Tigers would have been another one to get to, you know what I mean, to show my face at, but I ain't going to be mad. I ain't going to be mad. But we got a couple other people that put their hands up. Let me see what we got right here real quick so we can get this party started. We got 301-4067. Who we got?
What the hell is going on in this goddamn place?
He goes back on mute. Talk to y'all later.
Who is that?
That's the motherfucking bad goat. That's who it is.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Wait a minute, Jarrell. What do Willie Dog call you? Billy Goat. Keep it real, baby.
Oh, yeah, Billy Goat. What's happening, y'all?
Willie, what's going on?
Hey, bad goat comes back and Jeff Rogers start doing live feeds.
Hey, look. He said he gonna do something. He said he gonna do something strange to you down there Saturday, man. I don't know. You know, I was walking and he said, man, I'm gonna fuck a big dude named Keenan Omar Oates. I got him to say that. He said he gonna fuck you up Saturday. That's what he said. I don't know. I'm just the messenger, you know.
Don't kill the messenger. Let's see, and we got one more hand up real quick. Let's bring this one on, and we'll let them filter in as they come through. 804-683-8383. Who we got? 804-683-8383. You are back on mute. Sound like you.
Yes, sir.
Sound like he taking a stroll in the park or something.
That's right, Shane. We ain't gonna go. We not gonna hide this week with all that background noise. We couldn't find it. So if they don't say nothing when you open them up, put them back on mute.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And if you don't, gentlemen, if you don't put your hands up, you know, I'm not gonna bring you on. I don't want to just open up mics and people not saying anything. So throw your hand up if you got something you want to say. But it's definitely.
Where that Al Boogie at? God, I ain't
through
with him. Where is he at today?
Where is Bandwagon Shorty?
While y'all trying to find Bandwagon, I'm gonna get old Boogie real quick.
I'm gonna take Brandon now. I'm not gonna accept the way he talk about the book.
Oh.
Good God Almighty.
Brandon said the light show would definitely be this weekend.
He told us that last
weekend.
Uh oh.
Yeah. Bad goat, where you been at? Where you coming back, bad goat?
on that shop phone with the elevator music.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Bad Goat, what you saying, Bad Goat? When you coming back?
Jarrell. Jarrell must have went on
mute. Hey, Fat Albert, there go your homie.
What's up, Fat Albert?
Oh, hey, I just texted Brandon. Oh, we ain't through with your ass. I don't know that. Last week at the end of the show, you said I didn't call Brandon. I called and told him I'm going to get Boogie ass. I just said, get on the show, we going to get Boogie ass today.
What you got, Fat Albert? You call me? You call me?
I told Boogie I just text Brandon because I ain't like the way he talk about my buddy like that. I ain't like that.
Oh, man. I just talk of the friend.
Yeah, sir. I told Brandon to get on the show.
It's easy to talk that noise this weekend because I'll be on the other side of the world, so it's real easy.
I know you got some big races lined up in Dollarton. But
after
you finish with that, the goat looking for your ass.
Yes, sir. Well, I'll be out of bank for
28. He can still get it. Brandon said he's sick of you. And coming from his mouth, he's sick of you. Boogie, are you ready for Saturday, Boogie? You got a big one, buddy, in front of you Saturday. Good. Great show. Is it Friday or Saturday?
No, I got a big one tomorrow.
Yeah, I
knew it was. Woo!
I got dogs tomorrow night.
Woo!
He put small tires on that car.
Yep.
Oh, that's gonna be one. Oh, Lord, that's gonna be a good one there.
Yes, yep.
Yes, sir.
Y'all need to go ahead on and get this goddamn show on the road. Pro Stock Joe had more action on his show today.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit. Oh.
Don't get quiet now. Y'all ain't heard me. See, everybody want to know, is Patty Cake real? Patty Cake on here now.
Oh, this is
Patty Cake.
I want to put a poll and say, man, is this damn patty cake real, man?
Hey, Patty, I'm going to start up right now. Hey, Boogie, Brandon just texted me back that he's calling the show now. Your ass on now, Boogie. Brandon just texted me back and said he's getting on the show now. He's sick of you.
My boots are shaking. My boots are shaking. I ain't got no shoes on. Get my buddy on this line.
Let's make it happen.
Hold on. Where's my boy, Jeff Rock? Where's my son, Jeffrey?
Here we go, Jeff Rock, executioner.
Hit the button so I can get you in this queue. Come on.
Come on, Jeff. We're not gonna let Boogie talk about the DM. You're not gonna let. I swear, we're not gonna let Boogie do this to us again. I should call Mark Hayes. That's who I should call. God damn it. We'll hit
that's
this
who
shit.
You need. That's who you need
that's
to be calling.
I should call Mark Hayes and get on your ass again.
Man, look, Mark Hayes, they don't need to call him Mark. So until Mark, he won that race last time, but at the last track, he couldn't fight. There ain't no more fighting him.
Al Boogie, was that the knockout you said?
So what now?
Was that the knockout you said? He didn't want no more of that fight. What's that, the knockout, right?
Who got the knockout?
Wait a minute. Shake, find out. Who got the knockout?
Hey, hey, Shay.
Yeah.
Can you hear me good?
I can do it now.
Yeah, I can hear you.
But I can't
okay.
do it.
I got this damn McCaffrey be acting up sometimes.
Yeah,
yeah, we can hear you,
buddy,
but somebody got a radio on, a TV on, or something.
Sounds like they're watching Big Time.
I ain't got many mic work on this shit. Let's see.
Goddamn, Brandon,
say,
what's the number?
Goddamn,
Brandon, you don't
call this show
a million fucking
times.
Now he texts me, what's the number?
Yeah.
Hey, Brandon,
you got
Brandon?
Background noise where you at?
No, I ain't got no noise.
I don't know who that is. I done froze up all the mics.
Hey, I'm inside of a truck. It ain't me. I'm driving. I'm in Georgia trying to get
I'm
home.
I'm going to mute mine so I can hear the noise myself.
Yeah, I can hear it.
Hey,
hey,
mine,
hey, what's the number? What's the number to the show so I can take Brandon back?
It's 563-999-3588.
Say it again.
563-999-3588.
All right, got it. Yeah, I can hear it too. I don't know who it is, but
I just muted. I muted my phone just there for a second. I still
yeah, muted. It wasn't you. It was definitely wasn't you. Man.
Hey, Patty, that ain't you, is it, Patty?
I was on mute too.
Oh, okay. Jarrell, is that you, Jarrell?
I found it.
Yeah.
There you go. There, it's gone.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I just texted Brandon a number. Now, he done called the show a million fucking times. Now, he need the number. God damn. And I'm trying to take up for him. I'm trying to fight Boogie for him, and he can't even remember a goddamn number. I'll be spoiled.
Oh, Brandon. Old light show. Barnum and
yeah.
Bailey or something.
Hey, Sean, they gave him hell about that light show, didn't they? Man, come by the morning, they gave him. Woo! They rode him hard. Good.
Hey, what ended up happening up there the weekend up Colonial, man? Who got off of this?
They had nothing this weekend. They won't nothing up there this weekend. The weekend
I thought they had a race this last. I know this weekend coming. I thought they had one last weekend too.
Last week was Jerry Dodd that got canceled.
Yeah, he got canceled.
Okay.
What's
hey,
the
let
last
me call
four,
Brandon. He said he called, but it keeps saying the show has not begun.
Hold on. Light so bright.
Yeah, light so Brandon. Then they was down Piedmont too. Little Darrell and was down Piedmont.
Yeah, I've seen that down there. Yeah.
Hey, Brandon, you on?
Yeah, we got.
That damn Al Boogie talking bad about the goat, Brandon. I won't go allow that. Al Boogie.
Al Boogie.
Brandon. Brandon, don't you do it. Hey, don't come up here begging, Brandon.
I'm about to do it. Hey, listen. If you want to become famous, come on down on the 24th and we take the pictures like I've been asking for the whole time. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, look at all the goat shooting meat and everything you're looking for. Hello.
I didn't hear you. What did
you
say, sir?
Man, you on mute, man. Listen, man. Technically, he found out you didn't call me. You didn't disturb the people for nothing.
Oh, no. But Boogie going to be in Dallas this weekend, Brandon. He said after Dallas.
Oh, he's going to be in Dallas. He ain't got no races down there. You might as well come up here and get you some action.
He locked in with Dobbs.
Yeah.
I got three races, man.
I got three.
Good.
And you try to get in the magazine again. So listen, and you can't get in the magazine.
I'll be in the magazine for cooking that damn goat.
Well,
you're right. I'm going to be in the magazine when I curry that damn goat. I put that curry sauce in that damn goat.
What is the purpose you going down there running dogs? What is the sole purpose of that?
Say what?
Do you really feel like you can win, or you doing it for the magazine cover? Which one is it?
Oh, shit.
Is that? Is that his phone or is it my phone? I can barely hear
it. Probably his phone, but I can barely hear it.
He said, are you really racing or are you doing it for the magazine cover? He said, what is it?
Hey, look. Look. Let's stop this right quick. Let's get this clear quick. Let's take this magazine stuff out the equation because y'all using that for a motherfucker. Don't dump this ass for me. Cause this grunge shit is for real when it comes to me. So if I whoop your ass, just so you might be in a magazine with a whoop day.
Hey,
so, you know what I'm saying? So if you use it for a ticket to smile and laugh,
hey,
that's
get your mama to sweet ass up here on the 24th, and I'm on your motherfucking
day.
Hey, look, you give me the break on the 24th because you know I can't be there.
I'll take a break.
Check this out.
Whichever one you prefer.
Hey, Brandon, check this out.
Yeah.
You got your DMV heroes coming down the road September 28th. That's Randy Hoffman and Jeff Rogers. Now, what reason can that Billy Goat not find his way to the Outer Banks?
So you want us to come down there on the 28th when we got a race up here on the 29th. 28th is Friday, and at a Friday, when is King of the Beach?
Yeah, no, 28th is Saturday.
So King of the Beach is the same day then?
Well, come on, September 28th?
Yeah, it gotta be.
I tell you what, I got a better day for both of y'all. September 6th at VMP. September
6th.
I know he ain't been doing all that talking right now and talking about he want me to give him something. I just know he's talking about a heads up race now, right?
Man, you know what?
Chase Brandon, don't do it. Don't you come up with that bigger shit, Brandon.
Why y'all call me? We're not running your head up. No, we'll take the spot. We'll take that same spot that we've been asking for. We're going to keep asking what you said you would give us.
What spot is that? Yeah, damn, that motherfucker motor wide in the damn car. Come on, a damn spot.
But anyway,
why you worry about the next man? Worry about that motherfucking Billy Goat.
Oh, I told you what I want. If you ain't trying to get it,
we
ain't no point talking about it.
So hold up. Well, why would you need something? That shit don't add up to me now. It just don't, because if a motherfucker just keep losing, I'm going to die with his motherfucking ass and whoop his ass too. So that shit don't add up to me.
Yeah, no, look, ain't no point we stopping the daggone party. we're going to be the same air you've been getting.
Brandon, what did you ask for, Brian? Brandon, what is it that y'all want?
The break.
Oh.
Yeah.
look at that shit, man.
hey, look. Hey, start off looking at it like this. You know how you got a car? You know how you got a car that's paid for? And
right,
if somebody
right.
wanted bad enough, you put this crazy ass price on it. If somebody wanted bad enough, they'll buy the car, right?
Put the nose in the dirt.
Yeah. He's trying to marinate on that.
Where Brent you go?
I know he ain't saying nothing. He might have hauled ass on that one.
You give him what he wants. There he goes. I mean, he really don't want it.
That was a little bit too close to go.
Hey, Booker, you ain't keep getting my co-host like that. You gonna stop doing that shit to my co-host.
Well, you know I like Brandon. Brandon, my dog, man. I like Brandon, man. I like Brandon. I'm fucking with Brandon, man. I'm fucking with old Brandon. But I ain't gonna give him no motherfucking easy ass race to that damn joke, though. He ain't gonna get that. I don't fuck with him that goddamn stuff to give my money away to him. He had to win that. Now, y'all know that. Y'all know that GOAT, man, is a good running damn car. We all know that. Can't take nothing from that car. Not nay bit.
Yeah, you're right. Good report.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good, consistent-ass car.
Right.
Yeah, that's for
sure. And consistency don't win majority of the time.
Yeah.
You ain't got to be the fastest car. You got to be the most consistent car.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, good report.
And I get that GOAT is prop. That GOAT is a consistent-ass car.
Yeah, consistently slow. Consistently slow.
It might be. It might be. I mean, we know that, but I'm just saying, but it's consistent.
Look. Hey, Fat Albert, he's trying to use, what do you call it, reverse psychology on Brandon. Trying to pump him up. Man, that ain't working, man. What the fuck you doing?
Hey, Jeff, I give Buddy all the credit in the world. That's a slick rascal, man. That's a slick rascal.
Yeah.
Boy, he's slick as hell. Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, look. That car is fast.
No,
that's
but,
a legend.
But it's true. It's fact.
Man, you keep on talking.
Y'all seen that car run more than I have. And I have seen that motherfucker run consistently.
Oh, Lord. Hey, Jeff, his buddy told him, man, check out the GOAT. It's bad. Man, you're right, Jeff. Using that reverse psychology. Pumping that boy head up like that.
Yeah, that's all it is.
No, I'm being for real. Paul called me like, yo, man. He's like, yo, man, this car the GOAT, man. I mean, I'm gonna plug you on the line. Just listen in. So I listened in for about 15 minutes. And then I came in and drew on them. I was like, listen, I got a little 68 Camaro and blah, 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 blah. I mean, you know, it didn't go well. But anyway, but they were scared of that motherfucking GOAT, though.
Wow.
So you can't say the car don't run.
Yeah, you're right, buddy. You're right.
I tell you what. Hey, Jeff, would you give the GOAT 1-1?
Well, my small block? No, I get one. I get a back tire, small block.
God,
not the small block. Oh, you mean my big block? Oh, I thought you meant the small.
Damn.
I thought you wanted to be running some...
Damn.
Not the stumbling
block. I was about to say, damn. Good day, Jeff got a back tire.
I'll give him the one-on-one.
What's your execution? You'll give him the one-on-one,
yeah.
Jeff?
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, man. Not the stumbling goat.
Yeah.
You cannot get Brandon back on this phone. He go. He out of here.
But we done talked about it. He don't want to do it. I don't blame him.
Oh, okay.
He don't want to do it. I ain't picking on Brandon. My beef is with this fucking Al Boogie. My beef is with this Al Boogie. I'm going to fuck him up on September 28th.
There you go,
Jeff.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Jeff.
That's what's going to happen. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Boogie, you going to let him talk to you like that?
No,
not Nate Bitt. Not Nate Bitt.
I'm getting, look.
What
within the next couple weeks.
What happened when lightning strike your ass? Hey, look.
I don't know.
When lightning strike your ass,
it enter one part and exit out the part.
Hey, look. Jeff will execute his damn self by this lightning strike on his ass. He will execute his damn self.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Shay.
Shay,
where
are
they?
Yeah, I'm here.
I was going to fill out too.
Yeah,
Hey,
he's putting juice in his hair.
Hey, look, when Hunter put that motherfucking wind light on, put that motherfucking wind light on and strike that motherfucking forward over there and step for that motherfucker, he going to get executed in his own shit.
Not that.
Throw that to him, you know, throw that to him, Shake. Shake, he's so goddamn worried right now. He's worried to death.
Uh-oh.
Is he worried? Yeah, fucking worried. Look, he got
I'm going to make sure you and Randy go two different directions going back home so y'all don't run into each other. But y'all got him.
Gonna...
When both of y'all take that motherfucker L back down, y'all be some mad motherfuckers going back up 17.
Hey, hold on, Jeff. Hey, Boogie. I'm coming down there for that reason.
Yeah.
And I'm going to bet everything in my pocket on Jeff. Now,
Lord to the mercy.
Everything I got.
Don't forget about Rampage now. We got Rampage too now. So you got to see
who the fuck is Rampage?
I gotta say, who the hell is Rampage? That's
Randy Hoffman.
Oh, he talking about Randy Hoffman.
Oh, Randy Hoffman. Okay, that's a wrong call.
I was about to say,
I know damn well.
Yeah.
That motherfucker slow.
That pretty Nova. Oh, so you saying it's pretty? It's pretty, but it's slow.
That's a pretty motherfucker, boy.
That is a pretty car.
That's the prettiest Nova in the fucking game, homie. But I hate to strike his ass too. I'm gonna have to strike his ass too though.
Shit. Hey, he might go on a rampage on your ass. You can't get that lightning fired up. He might go on your ass, man. I'm telling you.
Well, you know, light don't take but a second to strike. Wow, it's over with.
Yeah.
I don't know,
yeah.
Jarrell. Billy got fair. The country suing the car now, so.
I'm just talking shit though. That's all.
Yeah, he got the right guy. He got the right people in his camp now. I'm still gonna bet with Jeff though. Go ahead.
Hey Jeff. Hey Fat Al was trying to tell you something. Listen to what Fat Al was trying to say. He gonna bet with you, but he gonna put about $5 over there now.
$5.
I'm betting on Jeff. I always bet on Jeff.
Hey, Fat Albert, listen, the best chef
in the world can't make chicken salad out of chicken shit. So I don't give a fuck who's doing that racket,
motherfucker.
You can't do so much with it.
Hey, look, but check this out, though. As of Friday, if it don't rain, I know motherfuckers are calling it rain dance like hell right now for Saturday. But I really hope that the sun, you know, prevails so I can, you know what I'm saying, so I can go and shock the world. But I'm gonna get my dogs. I mean, dogs is not he ain't no damn piece of cake either. Now,
that's a dragon there. He'll put that fire on your ass. You all fucked up.
But here's the thing you got. They just put them small tires on that goddamn Corvette yesterday.
They just did it.
But guess what though? He ain't got no damn bullshit tuners. He got two motherfuckers on that car. What the fuck they doing?
He got Stevie and Field on it. Ain't they tuning the car?
No. He got Jack Green and Bud.
He got Jack Green on there. Good gracious.
Well, Boogie, at least you got some stiff competition. You don't got no pushover right now.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, Boogie.
I mean, it's going to be a good damn race.
Hell yeah.
Hey, Boogie.
It's going to be a good race. Hell yeah.
Hey, Boogie.
Yeah.
They called me the other day and said they thought they was taking that car down there and putting them radios on it and another set of rims. He said that motherfucker had to change the rear, the shock, the tires, that car. He said all kinds of money. I said, well, you just can't fuck up a small set of tires on them cars. It's a whole different car.
I know Dobbs didn't say that now. Come on now.
That's what he told me. We thought we were going to put a set of rims and tires on it. Got to change the full length, got to change the whole rear, got to change the housing, got to change the shock. I said, no shit.
Let me tell you, listen, man, I'm still changing shit. I gotta pick my car up in the morning. I've been changing shit since January.
You know, if I fuck you up on 28th, you're gonna be changing your drawers.
Motherfucker. Oh man, that's the shitty drawers. Oh, he got shitty drawers, man. Oh man.
He gonna say big country.
Hey,
that's what we had him with.
Hey, Jeff. Hey, Jeff. I want you, after September 28th, right, when I come through there for that wind light on, I want you to look over there and be like, God damn. I want you to pull right at the end of the track, get your tools out your bag, take them motherfucking wheelie bar and throw them somewhere across the highway.
Oh, not the highway.
No, I can't do that.
Throw them across the damn, you know, they got a highway in the road out there. Just throw them across the fucking fence in the field. Because you can get
boogie,
fuck up, gap, all kind of shit.
Hey, Boogie, I'm going to tell you something. Look, Boogie, I'm going to tell you something that's the fact. This is fact. When that car was running years ago, it had big tires and wheelie bars. I ain't never seen the motherfucker lose a race. Now you got these little teeny tires, no wheelie bars. That motherfucker can't win a race. What the fuck does that mean?
I mean, both your shit back over there. No, here's the thing, Jeff. See, I just did what the average person ain't going to do. I went out there. I've been racing there since I've been tuning the car, dialing the car in. I mean, most motherfuckers ain't going to do that. I did. I mean, I ain't mad about it. Car blow the tires. That's cool. I ain't mad.
I don't think the tires any slower, but I don't think they're no fast either, Boogie.
Then you have a lot of things that you have to cater to, have them radios go down the track.
Yeah, dump a whole goddamn 55 gallon glue on
it. It's not easy as people think it is, man. You know what I'm saying? It's not even easy as I thought it was going to be. Like,
right.
I'm telling you, man, that shit, it get a little frustrating sometimes. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I could easily put my big child ball back on and get back right back at the action. But then, what, I'll be right back in the same boat. I got to run out my class again.
Man, it ain't no such
though.
Thing as a class no more, man. Sit down.
You definitely about right though. But the thing is, you know what I'm saying? When you weigh as much as I weigh, I shouldn't have to fight no motherfucking car with 2,200 pounds.
Well, we gotta do it.
Man,
so what's the difference?
Okay, so who you gonna fight 2,200 pound with a 959? Who? Who you fighting?
Who you know
that's 2,200 pounds or 959? All these
fucking pro models I've been fighting with. Man, I bet they ain't 2,200 pounds.
Oh, shit. Well, they 22, 23. What's that they come in at? They ain't got to have no fucking weight.
But they not the ones Greg racing. Who are you Greg racing that's 2,200 pounds? That's got 959 in it. I'll wait.
You better open your eyes up, homie. I ain't gotta get on the scale. I don't have to see a man get on the scale to get his car feel that way yet. If he grudge racing, you best enough. I mean, if you grudge race, what you trying to do anyway? You trying to be light as possible anyway. Why would you be 2,500 pounds trying to grudge race with a 959?
I know somebody that's 2,200 pounds with a 959 grudge race. Them country boys, they got 959 plus plus.
I know quite a few motherfuckers that's 2,200 pounds with a 959.
Yeah,
You can't name one, though, Boogie.
It ain't my place to name one. I just know one.
Of course. You ain't going to be a name one. You ain't no 2,200 pounds. Nobody out here
judging. If I let you know who it is out there, I mean, then you would know that you would stay away from them. Then you might decide to jump on their own. I get a chance to bet me a little money. Yeah, you know I mean?
Man.
You ain't do that. You had to learn like I learned.
Well, but it ain't that hard. All we got to do is go back and retract all your losses. I mean, it's going to take a little while,
But you can't do that because you ain't going to find out one motherfucking car. You can't find one motherfucking car that took me through the fucking both cars they could pass. They put a wheel light on, not one. So all that lost shit y'all keep talking. I ain't made it to the 100 foot mark.
But Boogie,
I ain't made it to the fucking 100 foot mark. What the fuck you talking about?
But listen, it's hard for us to figure that out when you ain't had but one pass and you made that in track period. So how are we gonna have a few passes down the track, my friend.
I tell you what, fuck all that. Why don't you get beside me then? See if we make a pass together.
Hey, look. I'll take the break, and then you can do all you got to do.
You bagging. You can't talk like that. Then that turn started bagging.
I'm not interested in running you at all. But if you would like to engage, I'd take a spot. Ain't a
no
lot
sir. That. No, yes. Sir. We're not giving no breaks, buddy. No breaks.
I like to know who the hell you racing anyway. Shit, you done had all the whole grudge community and class race community working on your car, so who the fuck you gonna run that don't know what the hell's going on already?
Let me tell you something about this grudge game, man. If you say motherfucker don't know what the hell's going on, man, you got to be lost your mind, bro.
I know they do.
I can sit right here and tell you about a whole lot of calls right at your motherfucking back door. And just like you can tell me about a whole lot of calls in my back door. That's just what that shit is, man. It don't take a rocket scientist to figure this shit out. You see two cars go down the motherfucking track, it's easy to figure out where the fuck they are. Why you think you asking for the break? Because you think you know where I am.
Huh? Nah, I'm asking for the break because I ain't like your outfit in that dag on GQ magazine the other day. That's the only reason I wanted to break. And we went for that
motherfucking outfit. Man, that's a catalog.
That man had them cufflinks on and everything.
Hey, man. Hey, look, when you see me on VH1, man, hey, look, when you see me on VH1, you know what I'm saying? So that's my boy. Yeah, I mean, I held it down for his player.
On VH1?
Hey,
what's the name
of
the show? What's the name of the show?
Hey, look, I'm going to tell y'all what, though. But all boys to the side, man. All boys to the side, man. These motherfuckers are starting to look at this grudge shit now. They got money to spend, man. They try to put this money somewhere. They looking into it now. That's a good thing. That's a good thing.
You talking about
VH1? No, a whole lot of motherfuckers. I'm just saying, I mean, a lot of celebrities, period. They trying to find somewhere to put this motherfucking money at, man. So they looking. I mean, they ask about certain cars. I mean, I open the door, so shit. I mean, y'all better get your ass in here. The motherfucking door is open. Goddamn, keep standing outside tomorrow. What it look like in this? Better get your ass in here and see for yourself. But I'm going to tell you, ain't no room for no haters, though. Ain't no room for no goddamn. The haters' head won't fit through the door. So them motherfuckers stay outside. We'll throw a bone outside every now and then to feed them a little bit. You know what I mean?
Hey man, where's CT at? CT
hey,
on here?
Hey, before I forget, hey Boogie, you still got them Willie bars, the ones you was getting rid of?
Yeah, I still got my whole big time set up, but I might throw them somebody back on Monday morning because I'm planning on beating me somebody's ass, let them know like you just don't really open your motherfucking mouth to the wrong motherfucker. That's all I'm gonna say about that.
Who is that you talking to?
I ain't calling no name.
Who's that?
I ain't calling no name.
Man, what the fuck is the name of the live feed? I can't even find out who the hell on the live feed.
That was me, Philly. That's Philly Shaw.
Just know this
oh,
right here.
Lord.
You see that motherfucker big
ass
ball back in that motherfucker? You best believe I'm coming after one motherfucker and I'm telling you. I ain't even gonna say nothing. I'm done talking about it.
Brandon, what you say, Brandon? You smooth talking so and so?
Yeah, you coming down on the 24?
Yes, sir. Hauling ass on the first
day. Who you looking for, man?
I ain't gotta look for you. You gonna be the star. I ain't gotta look for you. You gonna be so bright with the light show. I should be able to see you by the highway.
Yeah. Hey,
Brent. What's up with
you,
brother?
What's up with that?
Did you give everybody
Brandon,
a rain check for the
light show?
Man, fuck a light show. Hey.
Hey, Brandon. They tell me you were looking like a motherfucking little Honda Accord in backfire.
Man. Yeah, man.
What happened, man?
What happened, man? The fucking plane was fucked up that day. Larry be looking out for, he be looking out for the wrong people, too. Some people can't see going on the racetrack, and so he got to have the lights real bright that day.
Yeah.
It kind of fucked up our plane, man. Y'all can't really see the shit because it was too bright. So he was supposed, the whole purpose of light show was supposed to be dark, and it was just too much light. That's all it was.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
We'll be out.
Well, Well, speaking of Larry and looking out, I think old brother Larry T needs some looking out for coming up here shortly. You know, with his little situation, I think they got a town meeting come September 9th.
About, I'll be there.
You know, about what's going on over there. And I'm going to take some time off and make sure I slide down for that one. I would implore everybody else to try to do the same because you see what happened to Englishtown. You know, everybody thought it was sweet. Next thing you know, it was gone.
That shit to the fucking junkyard now.
What happened up there in Englishtown?
Well, you know, it started out with the noise ordinance thing. You know, they wanted cars to not run for so late, and then they wanted the cars to all have mufflers, and, you know, that started killing the attendants.
Wanted the cars to all have mufflers.
Yeah, yeah, it was a bunch of mess. You got to look up the whole situation, like read the whole thing. You know, it was a snowball. It just started snowballing downhill. Well, and I guess it got to the point where it wasn't worth keeping the track open.
I'll definitely be up there, man. I got to come support him for that.
Yeah, that's a good dude trying to do a lot, you know, for racing in general, not just grudge racing. He's trying to do a lot for racing in general, and you know.
Yeah, I think the bracket races will come out too. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah. It's just a little odd.
Man, somebody posted on that joint something about they was fussing about seeing people in their campers and that kind. Like, what the hell does that have to do with anything?
Yeah.
You know what I mean, then I seen somebody else that said something on there about the people was racing at 1 o'clock. I ain't never seen a car ever in my life go down a racetrack at 1 o'clock, down there. Unless they were just talking about that party, that one party at that time. That was after, you know, after hours. Now, as far as the profanity on the microphone, well, you know where that came from that day. I guess that's what they talking about. But you ain't got over that no more.
The profanity might have been a new thing for him, but, you know, some of that other stuff they was talking about definitely wasn't new, you know, and
saying in the campus, what does that have to do with anything, though? It's like they were just looking for something to say. He got up there and was like, well, shit, somebody already used my complaint before me, so I got to come up with anything. What the fuck? Campus.
So, you know, people been staying down there at campus. People been staying down there at campus for big events for years every time they had big races.
Right.
They do it at every racetrack.
Yeah.
Racetrack, they do it. What the hell? How is that a noise ordinance? How is that affecting you? Because you can look out the window and see on somebody else's property, they have a mobile home right there. Like, I don't even understand how that will affect you. You know what I mean? But whatever.
But it's just a complaint now. Like, the whole thing, all this stuff is just now. Because somebody even put up tickets where, before Larry got it, where they ran at like 11 and 10:30 and stuff like that. And nobody said nothing. Now all of a sudden they got something to say.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole problem. Well,
that's all track, that track always been at 11 o'clock.
Yeah. Now they got something to say. You know, and they were saying that, well, this stuff was in place before Larry brought it. Okay, true indeed. But nobody said anything before Larry got it. So, you know, don't you owe him an explanation why all of a sudden it's a problem?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for real, he get the right lawyer on that shit, man. That shit it'll disappear. Because it's all plain to see, man.
Let me say, man, lawyer, too. Let me say how it works down here. Why you think the name of that race is Valley Mayberry? Because the way it's almost that town, Westmoreland County, period, is like that type of Mayberry. Whereas they got a dairy free in Montrose that you can't put, they won't put no McDonald's in it, they won't put no Wendy's, none of that stuff. My cousin, my aunt, cousin or whatever, she had, they wanted to have a little store. They told him that he couldn't sell certain things at his restaurant now because Stan owns the Dairy Freeze and the little skating rink down there. And because he sells that type of that food, you can't sell that at your joint. How are you going to tell me what I can sell at mine? Then he can't put no signs out on the main road because that affects the business of the Dairy Freeze. You know, there's no McDonald's, no Wendy's, there's nothing down there. It's like a dead town when you go through there. But that's how they are.
They need some attention down there, man. So,
He
brought some attention.
Everywhere else, like Walsall, Colonial Beach, all the other Jones have got, you know, upgrades or whatever, but not Montrose. And like I said, in the same county, they're not allowing. They ain't allowing, you know. It's sad how it is, though.
They don't have enough people to stand up and push it the way it should be.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You need to bring some heat down there. That's what I'm telling you. You bring some heat in that town.
But look, no matter what, whatever everybody decides to do, y'all got to do it with that situation with that. You got to do it the positive way, though. Don't try to do it the negative way. It's going to make it worse. You know, some people want to get vulgar with it and this and that. That ain't going to help the situation at all.
That's right.
Oh, no.
Right.
Yeah. No, I'm just, generally speaking, you know what I mean?
No, you're right.
Yeah,
you're right.
How about you going to support him? We got to support him the right way.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I would think he probably, you know, before too long, he'll probably come out and, you know, pretty much tell everybody what, you know, what he would need from everybody. Larry Butler had got on Wicked Bird's show earlier and said he would like, you know, some people to come out. But, you know, I guess we'll wait to see what Larry says. You know, at the end of the day, it's his track, and you got to make the final decision on how
he's going to go. Did y'all see, even on one of the posts, one of the last owners, Richard Clark, commented, and he said that he used to keep it open when he owned it till 11 o'clock and it was never an issue. So he don't know why now.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. See, if Larry get him behind him, that's all he need right there.
Right. Yep.
You get the previous owner behind him. That's just, I mean, it's kind of like I said, things, man, it's not even a smoke screen. You just got to look through the smoke to see what you're looking at the prize. I mean, it's easy to see.
Yeah. Even though all of us feel
I'm not saying it's a color thing.
I'm just saying it's easy to see. I ain't even say that. You know what I mean? That's the easy way. We all kind of figure that's what it is, but they'll never say that's what it is.
It's not a color thing, but
it's not good to say that.
It ain't a color
thing. Taken away from the other tracks, and no matter what, nobody look at it. At one time, all you used to hear was Buzz Creek. Now all you hear is Custom Tees. I think they got a lot to do with it too.
That's what I think it is.
Yeah,
that's right. You're an hour and a half away when all the action used to be at Buzz Creek. I mean, ain't nobody going an hour and a half now, especially coming from there. I mean, why are we going across that bridge anymore? We ain't got to cross the bridge no more.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but you got to look at it this way as far as, a racer itself. A racer saves $36 when he crossed that bridge. Because then you ain't got to cross that bridge no more.
Mm-hmm.
So why are you gonna pay that extra $36 across the bridge when you can go right to the Custom Tee and save? You know what I'm saying?
Same,
it becomes beneficial to your pocket. Yeah.
Good atmosphere. Yeah.
So you gotta look at all that shit comes into play.
Yeah, good report. Good. Hey, Patty, for somebody that ain't real, you sure make a lot of good sense.
Well, goddamn, that's because I told you I'm not all in the videos. y'all don't even never hear my voice on shit like this. You just see me post shit all day long. Who is Patty Cake?
Hey, look, when they put that post up the other day, I said, matter of fact, who the hell is this? Yeah. And all I could see was a bunch of cars and this and that. I'm like, I still don't know no more than I did when I clicked on. Who the fuck is he?
Yeah.
That was $1 million question a couple of days ago.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah. Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Who was it? Who was it? Who was it? Matt, I'll say, huh?
I was saying, but yeah, I think Larry's going to be all right. As long as he got the right supporters, it ain't but what they said, a dozen people that's really complaining, and with the supporters that he got thousands and thousands of supporters. I think he'll be okay.
Yeah, I think so too. Really do. But, all right, now we done got down the way. Come on now. This is the Jay, this is the lock-in show, baby. I got to start this bullshit up.
Well, I ain't heard nobody lock shit in yet.
Boogie's scared of the goat. That's it, Patty.
I'm scared.
Make sure you post
I'm scared
that.
Of the damn
but
goat.
I'm scared of it.
I'm scared of that damn goat. I put them horns in me.
Oh, Lord.
I'm scared I might get headbutted.
What kid is
okay, so
this show coming up?
Hold
back.
On. Patty Cake. Patty Cake, let me ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
Patty Cake. Okay, so now you know the goat car, right? All right, you know the goat car, right? Now you know it's a car with a big, nice. I mean, it sounds like a killer when it comes to the line. Cold killer.
Oh, here comes the slick talking. Here it comes.
But I'm just saying. Now you look at my car. You may not know my car, but my car is less of a car than his. What reason should I give that man anything? That's gonna be a heads up race, right? Before you give somebody something, you need to fight them heads up. To see if you wanted to give anybody.
Well, being the objective listener that I am, I cannot answer
the question.
I will not.